This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 7 announced plans for King Soopers workers to strike. Negotiations between the UFCW, Local 7, and the grocery store chain have been ongoing, including the union filing a lawsuit citing unfair labor practices. Kevin Schneider, a UFCW local representative, previously said the workers have taken the brunt of the abuse from customers while King Soopers has profited during the pandemic. In Colorado Springs, 95% of retail workers and 97% of meat workers vote to strike earlier this week. Now the question is when. The new owners of the old Hotel Elegante Conference and Event Center have disputed a Colorado Department of Labor and Employment report claiming they laid off 160 workers. SHIR Principal Ellen Gordon tells the Gazette the numbers aren't accurate, claiming most of the layoffs were part-time and seasonal workers. He promised a large majority of full-time workers were kept. SHIR bought Hotel Elegante last year, renamed it Alta, and is in the process of turning that hotel into an apartment complex. In other news, Pueblo County no longer offering monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID-19. A site offering the treatment in Pueblo closed yesterday. The state health department said two of the three monoclonal antibody treatments currently available are not effective in fighting the Omicron variant. The state and local officials say that more doses of the effective treatment will be coming, but there's currently no timeline for reopening the Pueblo site. This comes as the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment admits it's having issues getting an accurate report of coronavirus cases across the state of Colorado due to several factors. As cases hit record highs, one of the biggest factors limiting an accurate count is the number of people reporting their positive at-home test results to the state. In a press conference updated on the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Colorado yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy said a dramatic increase in the number of cases is associated with the introduction of the Omicron variant. Watch out for those scammers. They're taking advantage of the shortage of coronavirus test kits. That, according to the FDA, they're warning people today of fraudulent COVID test vaccines and treatments. As the pandemic continues, the agency is alerting people that robocalls are being sent out to customers, directing them to websites. In the end, they say, don't share your personal information with people and companies you don't know or trust. And Colorado Springs fire crews were able to quickly douse a grass fire near Academy Boulevard and Shelton Road last night. Let's get more on that story from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
The fire was reported around 8:30 in a small area that included trees. The fire was brought under control within minutes, and crews remained at the scene last night to monitor for hotspots. The cause of the fire has not been released. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
The Colorado Supreme Court is sending a judge to Fremont County to oversee the Barry Morphew murder trial. The court assigned 11th District Judge Ramsey Lama to the case yesterday. Chaffee County Judge Patrick Murphy agreed to step away from that case after Morphew's lawyers objected to his personal relationship with the potential witness. Morphew's wife disappeared in 2020, and Morphew has been accused of murdering her. And finally, quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who recently was injured, was getting some good news today. He was presented with the 15th annual Darren Williams Good Guy Award. The Broncos making that announcement today. In addition, Broncos safety Justin Simmons will be receiving the inaugural Demaryius Thomas Team MVP Award, as recognized by the Pro Football Writers of America Denver chapter. The Good Guy Award was created in memory of cornerback Darren Williams, who, if you recall, was passed away after he was shot on January 1st, 2007, after completing his second season with the Broncos. The award is given annually to a Bronco who best exemplifies Williams' enthusiasm, cooperation, and honesty while dealing with members of the press. Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News. Our next update is coming up at 5:30. Still ahead on KRDO News Radio.
I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News. Coming up, a look back at the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol 1 year later.
Clear skies and calm winds overnight tonight. We're in the teens and 20s across the region. We look for a warmer end to the work week as we soar back into the 40s to low 50s across the Pikes Peak region in Pueblo County. As we move through the weekend time frame, highs in the 50s on Saturday. Another cold front sweeps the state Saturday night, yielding a few rain and snow showers with any minor accumulations possible. That will return our temperatures to the 30s and 40s for highs on Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.